Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to the White House.
At a news conference earlier this week, President Obama tried to put pressure on Republicans in federal budget negotiations. The president said he would not accept spending cuts from Republicans without some tax increases. Then he used a phrase that raised a few eyebrows.
If they think that's going to be the formula for how we solve this thing, then they've got another thing coming.
That's because apparently this is one oft misused phrase. Here's our resident fact maven, NPR librarian Key Maleski.
According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the original phrase was to have another think coming, meaning to be greatly mistaken.
In other words, it's a K, not a G. That's certainly the way it used to be printed. To quote from an 1898 edition of the newspaper The Quincy Whig,
Chicago thinks it wants a new charter. Chicago has another think coming. It doesn't need a new charter as much as it needs some honest officials.
Misheard enough times, think became thing. So how should modern newspapers transcribe the president's remarks? Let's listen to the president one more time.
Then they've got another thing coming.
Now, I think it's a close call, but the official White House transcript landed on thing, and in the end, so did the paper of record, The New York Times. And if that's the case, it would seem the president is with the majority on this usage.
It's a mess. Awful mess. They think I'm going to clean it up. They got nothing coming.
If you think you're just going to walk up in this court and take my baby like you take some puppy from a pound, you got another thing coming, lady.
Lines from movies, Touch of Evil and Losing Isaiah. And let's give some credit to the 80s. That decade gave us this hit from the band Judas Priest. You're listening to NPR News.